At the end of the previous tape, we were talking about nutritional balancing science to increase the body's energy. And while this tape is not about nutritional balancing science, I will mention the basic concept because it is so important. And that is that when the body's energy is high, it has tremendous capacity to eliminate toxic metals. This is why some people who live on junk food diets do quite well. They live to old age, they do well, and they don't have a lot of, you know, health problems. Whereas other people who eat so well and seem to take good care of themselves, they have many problems. Now, there are many reasons for this, including genetics and childhood, nutrition, and emotional issues. But one of the reasons is that people with good energy can eliminate, and can eliminate metals, and their organs of elimination work well, their livers, their kidneys, and so forth. And so this can all be improved. And improving the body's energy helps all this. And using the hair analysis properly, we can assess the metabolic rate, the metabolic type, and exactly which supplements and how much of each are needed at any time to move the body toward a higher energy state, toward a higher energy homeostatic state. Random supplementation does not work well. I want to reiterate that. Random supplementation does not work well. That's loading people up with vitamin C or, you know, anything else. That is not a very good way to do things. And I don't like what we call symptomatic nutrition. Nutritional balancing is much more powerful. So, a key concept is improving the energy by balancing the oxidation rate, balancing the minerals on a hair mineral analysis. Some doctors think this is overinterpreting the hair mineral analysis. We say it is not, not at all. It is simply a smart use of that test. It must be done by a laboratory that has not washed the hair at the lab. And I've done this work for 25 years as of this recording, which is 2004. And so I have lots of experience with this technique. Now, there are other ways to improve your energy. Eating well, sleeping a lot, a healthful lifestyle, other natural therapies can be most helpful for your energy. Chiropractic, if you have structural imbalances, body work, energy work, acupuncture, and so forth, are all helpful to maintain an optimum energy level. But the nutritional balancing science, to me, is a key to getting rid of toxic metals. It helps them to be removed in their own order, and we get rid of compensations and adaptations and help the body eliminate these metals in a very sophisticated kind of way that does not require the drugs and the chelating agents and is much, much safer. Okay. Now, another method of getting rid of toxic metals has to do with an obvious thing, which is to reduce exposure. Reduce exposure to the air and the waters and all the rest. So, for example, city dwellers have much more problems this way. They should use air filters in their houses and their offices because the new office buildings, they're closed. They don't even allow you to breathe fresh air, and you're recycling the air, and you don't know how well good the filters are and so forth. However, even people living in rural areas can experience pesticide drift, chemicals, automobile fumes, industrial fumes, things like this. So exposure is important. If you're going to handle toxic materials, you should wear gloves and masks and other protective gear. When you handle products, you want to read labels. And you want to read labels on all your skincare products. Don't assume because you buy it at the health food store that it is free of toxic substances. You know, most cosmetics and most skincare products do have aluminum and other toxic metals in them to some degree. So drinking pure water, pure air, and sort of all those things is so important. Another method that is very important to assist with toxic metal problems is to improve your eliminative organs. Improve your eliminative organs. This cannot be overemphasized. Most people, their eliminative organs, that is their liver, kidneys, bowel, and particularly the skin and the lungs are not in good shape. They are not working well. And this is one of the main reasons that the toxic metals accumulate. So with every program and even with every lifestyle that I would recommend, we would recommend always to enhance the activity of the eliminative organs. Most people, these are congested, they're sluggish due to glandular imbalances and due to the burden of toxic substances that everyone must cope with. So there are many ways to do this, and you can do as many as you like, the more the better usually. Nutritional support for, say, the liver includes herbs such as milk thistle and dandelion root. Uva ursi and parsley are helpful for the kidneys. Fiber, digestive enzymes, and other products such as probiotics, acidophilus products, are very helpful for the bowel. So these are so important. For the skin, techniques like skin brushing and especially saunas are superb. And there is plenty of research showing that you can eliminate all your toxic metals through the sauna as well as toxic chemicals. So the toxic metal problem, the skin in most people is tremendously inactive, underactive. I'll just go back to the bowel for a second, then we'll go back to saunas. Coffee enemas, colonic irrigation, massage therapy, foot reflexology, acupuncture. There are many therapies that can help the eliminative organs. And so this cannot be emphasized enough. Saunas have been used for thousands of years by many, many cultures, hundreds of cultures. Saunas are hot air baths of some kind. Sauna is a Finnish word, but hot air baths have been used for thousands of years. They are quite safe, and they are very effective for detoxification. They are very powerful, safe, and effective. The New York Times recently reported that the use of saunas was successful when nothing else was effective for the fireman who became ill at the World Trade Tower disaster. The sauna draws blood to the surface, powerfully stimulates circulation, and decongests the internal organ. By doing this, it helps cleanse the skin from the inside, and it also helps the internal organs as well. Infrared type saunas penetrate more deeply and are often more comfortable as they work at lower temperatures. Any sauna will do for detoxification. You have to use them quite intensively, quite vigorously, not once or twice a week. There are traditional sauna therapy programs where they have you do saunas for 5 hours a day. That's a bit much. It's a residential program. Ron Hubbard and Zane Gard and many people have pioneered this type of detoxification program. The infrared saunas are newer. There are two types of these. First is the more common one is called the far infrared. These use ceramic heaters that emit in this narrow range of far infrared. And they are sold. They're quite expensive at times. But they are used for detoxification. The second type are made out of electric light bulbs. They are the electric light infrared saunas. These use the infrared heat lamps sold at the hardware store. This is the type we prefer. It is not a far infrared sauna. It is an infrared or near infrared mainly. It also provides color therapy. And the colors that it emits are red, orange, and yellow. And red, orange, and yellow stimulate the lower organs, which are the organs of detoxification. Liver, kidneys, bowel, pancreas, and those organs. So the color therapy is also part of the sauna therapy. And the infrared sauna penetrates a couple inches. The sauna doesn't have to get too hot. And actually, we say every home should have one of these saunas. Every home. The electric light saunas do not need to be expensive. We sell a kit if you don't want to build them from scratch. The plans to build one from scratch are on our website, www.drlwilson.com. And if you don't want to build one from scratch, because all it is three of these heat lamps arranged in a triangle shape in a small enclosure, about 4x4, 3x4, something like that. If you don't want to build one, there are kits available and, a couple $100s, but they're not a big deal. And it's a very cheap therapy, very inexpensive to use, pennies a day, much cheaper than vitamins and things like that, very ineffective. Now, it is important to know that sweating during exercise is not as effective for detoxification as sweating when one is relaxed in a sauna. That's very important because many people ask, well, I do a lot of exercise, so I don't need to do saunas, or I live in a warm climate. I live in Florida or Phoenix or someplace, and I don't need to do saunas. No, that's not true. Sitting and relaxing and sweating, they have found more toxins come out. And the reason is that you are in a parasympathetic state when you are resting. When you are exercising, you are in a sympathetic state of the nervous system, and this inhibits detoxification. And as long as we're talking about that, that's a very important aspect of improving the organs of elimination, and that is to move the body into a parasympathetic state. To move the body into a parasympathetic state. The parasympathetic organs include things like the bowel, the liver, kidneys, and even the skin. When the body is in a sympathetic state, that is a fight or flight state of the nervous system, which is where most people live today because of stress. They live, spend more of most of their time, waking hours at least, in a sympathetic dominant state. Their ability to eliminate is decreased because the sympathetic nervous system turns off or reduces the energy that goes to the liver, the kidneys, the bowel, and the skin in general. And so another aspect of improving the organs of elimination and getting rid of toxins and toxic metals and all is to improve the balance of the sympathetic nervous system. And basically it is to reduce the sympathetic activity and increase parasympathetic activity. Now, many therapies will do this. A lot of it is a mental attitude to learn to relax, sleep more, rest more, especially relax at meals. Any therapy that will help this, whether it's psychotherapy, body work, emotional release, anything will be helpful. Saunas are very powerful inhibitors of the sympathetic system because when you heat the body, the production of heat is a sympathetic activity. So when you heat the body from external source, the body shuts down heat production, it shuts down the sympathetic system. Also, the sauna draws the blood to the surface because that's how the body gets rid of the heat. And drawing the blood to the surface is actually a parasympathetic activity. So is sweating for the most part. And so that also inhibits the sympathetic system. Nutrients can be used to inhibit the sympathetic system. Calcium, magnesium, zinc, taurine, GABA. These are all parasympathetic. Pancreatin, ox bile as digestive enzymes. These are parasympathetic nutrients. Other nutrients that people take are sympathetic nutrients. They stimulate the sympathetic system and they're not as good in some cases, including, vitamin B, vitamin C, and hydrochloric acid and other ones. These are not bad nutrients, but it's important to understand their effect on the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. So, other nutrients that are good are choline, inositol, and calming herbs. Also, other therapies can help inhibit the sympathetic system, things like meditation, Tai Chi, gentle yoga, and biofeedback. So that is another area that really could be separated out and made as a separate method that is very important for getting rid of toxic metals, is inhibition of the sympathetic nervous system so that there's more parasympathetic activity and also rebuilding of the parasympathetic system in general. Finally, some doctors make use of chelating agents, both natural or synthetic. To chelate means to bind to a metal. That's what it means. A chelating agent is a substance that binds to the toxic metals. Now, certain substances bind tightly to toxic metals. Natural chelators include vitamin C, the sulfur-containing amino acids, taurine, cysteine, methionine, and some of the herbs contain these things, yellow dock, bugleweed. A molybdenum is a mineral, but it complexes with copper and is excellent when used, wisely. So these things can be used as part of a program. We never would suggest using them alone because all these other things that we've talked about are so important as other methods of removing toxic metals. Now, other doctors use the synthetic chelating agents. We do not feel that they are necessary if you do all the other things that are outlined above. And we may go into some other things. But synthetic chelating agents include penicillamine, which is used for copper. BAL, which is an older one that's used for copper. One called desferol or deferoxamine, which is used for iron and aluminum. Then there's EDTA, which stands for ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid. And this is a synthetic amino acid that binds many minerals, both toxic ones and essential ones. Some of the newer agents include DMPS, which is a salt of dimercapto-1-propane sulfonic acid, and DMSA, which is a dimercaptosuccinic acid. These are synthetic agents often used for mercury toxicity. DMSA can be used orally. Now, these are very powerful. However, they have some problems. The synthetic agents are drugs, and they have more side effects. There are a couple of them. One of them is some of them, like EDTA, can remove good minerals along with the toxic metals. In other words, they're not discriminating. They're not as discriminating. Now, doctors who use this will put the good minerals back, they say. They'll just add them to an IV or they'll feed them orally. However, that's not a guarantee that they will be absorbed and utilized properly. Another problem with the synthetic agents is that they will dislodge minerals very powerfully. But if the organs of elimination are not working well, toxic metals can redeposit. And they can redeposit in more vital organs. Now, this is a problem with some of the methods, but in my experience, if you raise the body's energy level and keep it up there and keep the organs of elimination working, you will not have a lot of problems with redepositing using natural substances. But with the chelating agents, especially if they're used as the main therapy, you do have this problem that you can dislodge metals from storage sites where they're not doing a lot of harm. They're just sitting there. And then they deposit in more vital organs. Another problem is that these synthetic agents may have toxicity of their own, and they do. They have a certain amount of toxicity of their own, and they can overload the kidneys, for example, because some of them will dump the metals through the kidneys. And you have to watch this. You have to be careful, and they have to be used cautiously. Another interesting side effect or problem with them is that they don't remove things in the body's natural order. In other words, they just pull all the mercury out, for example. Well, they don't pull all the mercury out. They pull out what they can find and what they can touch. But the body has its own wisdom. That's what we find. When we do the nutritional balancing science, which is basically to raise the body's energy, that's the basic method, is to raise the body's energy. The body starts dumping the metals in its own order. And the order can be quite bizarre. It can be quite unusual. So, for example, one may be worried about mercury, but the first metal that might come out might be aluminum. And we see this on repeated hair tests because the metals, when they come out, they are dumped from the tissues into the bloodstream. You know, from wherever they are, they're dumped into the bloodstream, where they're carried to the liver or the kidneys or wherever, through whatever organ, skin perhaps, that they are eliminated. And while they're in the bloodstream, they will often deposit in the hair, you know, some will deposit in the hair. And then the other thing is that some will come out through the skin if the skin is active, and we will see it on hair analysis, because anything that comes out on the skin, some is reabsorbed and may get on the hair. So often it'll start with one metal, say aluminum, and then that'll stop. The aluminum level will rise, indicating an elimination, and then it'll go down. Then another one will start, say lead, and that'll rise and then come down. And then perhaps cadmium. And then more aluminum will come out. And then mercury perhaps will come out. And then more cadmium. And then arsenic. And it will go like that for a number of years, actually, for several years. Because it takes that long, eliminating the toxic metals is traumatic for the body. It's very important to know that elimination of the metals is traumatic because they're toxic. And so, in fact, the process, which we'll talk about separately, needs to go at its own pace. When you use a synthetic chelating agent, what happens is you force it. You give DMPS, it has a very strong affinity for mercury. It just goes after the mercury mainly. However, there are layers of these toxic metals, and there is a natural order, and you sort of violate all that, and you just kind of force it out. I think of eliminating toxic metals like rebuilding a house where you have, say you have bad bricks in your house. Some of the bricks have been replaced by old shoes or Coca-Cola bottles or old beer cans. You didn't know, the bricks were missing and you didn't know what to do. So you put some other things in there. Those are like the toxic metals. They're replacement parts. Remember, we said replacement parts earlier. Now, if you just start pulling all that out at once, the house can fall down. Because the replacements, they may not be very good, but they're holding things together. They're holding things together. And so there are side effects. I know a number of people, at least over 100, who have problems with the synthetic chelating agents. They're powerful. They're fast. They're easy. You don't have to really watch people's diets too much. You don't have to get them to sleep a lot and take saunas and enemas and things. But they have these problems. So the nutritional balancing method of getting the metals out is much safer, in my experience, and more thorough, too. Because by increasing the energy more and more and more, more and more layers of these metals will come out. Otherwise, you can get enough out, perhaps to get rid of symptoms, but there's more in there. Okay. So, although chelation is the best known method to get rid of toxic metals, in our experience, synthetic chelators are hardly ever needed if one will undertake a complete healing program, which is all that we've talked about. One other aspect which was touched on, which I'll mention again, is that the yin and yang balance in the body is very important. The yin and yang balance. This is known in acupuncture, and is it explained in macrobiotics, where they go into the foods that are yin and yang. Most of the bodies today are very, very, very yin in Chinese terms. This is cold and expanded. The glands are sluggish. The people are cold. Some of this is from radiation, from ambient radiation, ionizing radiation, fallout from bombs and things that affects everybody. It's in the air, water, and food. It's something rather new. It's only maybe 50 years old. And most of the bodies need to be made more yang. When they are too yin, detoxification is halted because it affects the energy system of the body. And unfortunately, a lot of the methods that are used, for example, raw food, juices, products like chlorella, are very yin. And so our experience is that they will take you only so far. They will take you only so far. They are good for a while because they are, of course, improvements over the junk food diets. And, of course, they have some healing capacity, the nutrients and all the rest that are in these substances. but they will take you only so far. The same is true of high-dose vitamin C therapy. Vitamin C is very yin, as is MSM, as are protein powders. All kinds of powdered things are yin. Cold things, raw things, powdered things, crystallized things like vitamin C and MSM tend to be very yin. And so these things have only a certain amount of ability today. They don't work quite as well as they used to. It is not to say they're not useful, but they only take you so far. The yang therapies, we find, are better in many cases. This includes the sauna. Sauna is hot and dry. Hot and dry. That's a yang therapy. Cooked food, which concentrates the minerals, cooked vegetables, root vegetables, animal protein. Vegetarian diets are yin, by the way. The animal diet is more yang. These seem to work better when it's part of a program and it's coordinated. So the yin and the yang balance today is very important for the removal of toxic metals. Now we will talk about the process of removing toxic metals, now that we've talked about how it's done. The process is an interesting one. It takes several years. Anyone who tells you they went on a cleansing diet for, you know, a month or 6 weeks or something, and now they're all rid of their toxic metals, this is not true. It cannot be done quickly. And by the way, most cleansing diets we don't bother with, because cleansing is a long-term procedure. The body, of course, cleanses itself all the time if your energy is good. If your energy level is poor, if your organs of elimination are congested, then you will not cleanse, and it doesn't matter what you do. Fasting is an old method of cleansing, but we find that today most people are made worse by fasting. They're made more nutritionally deficient by fasting because their organs of elimination aren't working. They don't rest enough. They should lie in bed when they do a fast. And the bodies are so toxic that they just become more toxic. They become sort of flooded with their own toxins. And we know there are some doctors who will disagree, but that's what we find, is that the fasting is not as good today as it was in the past. Also, the bodies are very yin. Juice fasting, you put them on a very yin diet of juices, and that only has limited effects. I worked at a health spa for 3.5 years. It was a fasting spa, a natural hygiene fasting spa, and I had lots of firsthand experience with, 500, 600 people with the fasting. And I was not impressed. I was expecting much better results than we were able to obtain. And I didn't understand it in those days. Now I do, that it has to do with the condition of the bodies today. And the bodies are quite a bit worse today than they were. They're quite a bit more toxic and depleted nutritionally than they were 25 years ago even. And that includes even children. Very toxic, very deficient. So anyway, so there, those are some methods that we don't recommend too much, is the fasting and the, a short fast, couple days, fine. Short cleansing thing, fine when you're starting. But for a real serious detoxification, it's not nearly enough. We also don't recommend the fasting, the juice diets and the juice fasts. They are not as effective as we would like. And actually, they can make you worse, make you more deficient. Now, the process of the clearing of the metals is often a sort of a roller coaster, where the person feels well for a while, the body gains energy, gathers energy more and more and more, and then all of a sudden, the toxic metal is eliminated because the body has the energy to do so. And when the toxic metal is eliminated, depending on which one, there are symptoms. When cadmium is eliminated, one often feels exhausted for a few days. Lead, same thing. One may get diarrhea or constipation if the liver gets backed up. One may get a headache. Copper causes headaches, skin rashes, anxiety. There's a very close tie between releasing toxic metals and releasing psychological traumas and emotions. These are tied together because one of the things we haven't really emphasized is that the toxic metals are all neurotoxic. And as they are removed, one
the brain function will change. Awareness will increase. And this alone can bring on a psychological sort of crisis or awareness. And one must be willing to go through this. One must be willing to just ride it out like riding the waves. It's like a little roller coaster ride. And for this reason, because of what we call these healing reactions or purification reactions, one should be supervised. You don't have to be, you know, closely supervised, but you should have access to somebody you can call when you're not feeling well, who can ask you the right questions, which I will go. You're most likely having a healing reaction or a purification reaction. We were discussing healing reactions. It is important to know that not every reaction is a healing reaction. The first question to ask always is, are you following the program? Are you following the program? Because if you're not, then it's most likely not a healing reaction. It's just a worsening of symptoms. And that means everything. That means getting enough rest and sleep, eating well, doing the detoxification procedures, saunas, enemas, other therapies, taking the proper supplements. This is a very important question. If one is doing all those things correctly, often it is a healing reaction. Now, if someone has a very serious condition, it may not be, but in most cases it is. Another question to ask is whether the symptom has ever occurred in the past, because many times the symptoms, it is a retracing. One will feel symptoms one had 20 years ago or 10 years ago or whenever. That's another question to ask. Another question that we often ask is, was the person feeling better before the reaction? Because the way the healing reactions work is your energy gets better and better usually. You may not realize it too much, but you're feeling better and better. And then all of a sudden the body says, now we have the energy to eliminate, and the reaction proceeds. So that's another question that is a good one to ask. Were you feeling better before it? If you're just running yourself into the ground, then it's not likely a healing reaction. These are some of the major questions to ask. Another question is whether the symptom is rather unusual, because often healing reactions do not follow a set course like a disease, whether it's a cold or a flu or a headache. When it's a healing reaction, it often doesn't follow the set course. And it's sort of strange. That would be the best word. It might come and go. It might be very severe, but then it's gone in a few hours. It has some unusual qualities to it, because it is not really a healing. It is not really a disease problem. It is a healing process. For example, someone may have a sore throat, which normally would make them very tired, and yet they're not tired. So it's something unusual about it. That's another question to ask that would make one suspect that it's a healing reaction. It's very important to realize that not only can healing reactions be physical, but emotional. Very important. Because the emotional healing reactions can be more disturbing than the physical ones. And again, the question must be asked, you know, has this ever happened before? Have you ever felt depressed before? Have you ever felt anxious before? Have you ever felt abandoned before? And of course, most of us don't even remember, because it might have happened during childhood. Are you doing the program? And then usually it will pass. Going to doctors, getting drugs and other therapies, medical therapies, which are suppressive, is usually not a wise idea if it's a healing reaction. It will usually either not work or it'll make it worse, because the body wants to move through it. The body doesn't want to suppress it. The healing reaction is sort of a reward. It's sort of a part of the getting well process, and it doesn't want to stop it. So it is wise for that reason to have someone to call. Healing reactions, when we go through them, even the most experienced practitioner going through them, your judgment is off. Your judgment is affected. And it is very easy to panic. It's very easy to get afraid and say, oh my, I guess I really am sick and I need an antibiotic, or I need this or I need that. It is very easy to do this. As I've gone through these a number of times, You know, I would waste days feeling terrible when I could have taken care of it, but I got scared. And it took a few days before I called somebody and I went for some treatments, maybe a colonic or enemas or a chiropractic adjustment or something, to just move it through, just move the energy through. Anything that will help move the energy along, move the reaction along, will often take care of the problem and you can move through it. Emotional healing reactions are often from deep past. Traumas will come up. You may feel like it's going on in the present. You may become afraid or anxious. And in most cases, it's not. And it's important not to project it onto the future, onto the present, and blame something that when that's not the cause. So this is an interesting process, this removal of toxic metals. A very interesting process. And the healing process, the healing reaction process, is an interesting one. The energy is going to go up and down. It usually requires tremendous rest. We advise everyone to, if you're going to do a program like this, which everybody really needs, but especially those who are ill, try to make room in your life for your down times. Make room in your life. Don't book up your life. Some people have something going from the minute they wake up till the minute they go to sleep. This makes it very hard because there will be times when you need to rest. There will be times when you may need to rush off and do an enema or do a sauna or do something to help you to move through. Go see a therapist or a chiropractor, something to help you move through reactions. There will be times when you may feel like you just need to process emotionally because suddenly you became aware of something you weren't aware of and it shifted your attitude. So it's good to make room in your life when you're doing these programs. This process is written up in some articles. It really is a whole topic all to itself, the healing process. And it occurs in stages and levels. People may go through a phase where they're very active and then they may plateau, which means that they are needing, either they're just not ready or they're needing some other therapy or some other level. An interesting area is that sometimes if there's a psychological trauma or blockage, it will block the removal of toxic metals. The toxic metals are sort of like the toxic metals are holding you together emotionally. They do. They literally, copper can cause you to be spaced out, which is a psychological defense mechanism for some people. That is, you don't have to face things. Cadmium, we call the pseudo-strength element because it gives a quality of toughness. And some people, they like that. They like that quality of toughness. It makes them feel in control and charge. And until the psychological is dealt with, until the emotional is dealt with, the metals will not come out. Or they'll come out very slowly because they are needed. They are sort of like props or supports or crutches. And so it is important to realize this. It is important to realize this. We have found that attitude change is often required to keep eliminating toxic metals. Otherwise, you will reach a so-called brick wall. For example, if you insist on being a victim, you may retain certain toxic metals. And some people enjoy being a victim, and they don't want to give it up. They may have to change their politics, change their friends, change their, you know, their dating habits, anything. Because otherwise they will not progress. Because there's too much blockage in the functioning of the organism. So the attitude change and the emotional aspects as part of the healing process and part of the removal of toxic metals can play an enormous role. This is why we recommend techniques such as meditation and perhaps therapy, although some people benefit from talk therapy. Sometimes the body therapies are more effective, where they undo the tensions in the body and that brings the emotional things to awareness. So there are many ways of reaching that, and there are many kinds of therapies. But they all can work together. Another aspect of the process of toxic metal removal has to do with infections. The infections are tied into toxic metals very closely. And there are a couple of relationships that we will mention. One is the fact that most people know this, that some of the toxic metals, like mercury, are used to kill germs. They are used in dental amalgams to prevent infection. They are used in products like mercurochrome or thiolate, thimerosal, which is used in the vaccines, contact lens solution. They use mercury in these things to kill off germs. Mercury kills germs. So as you mobilize your mercury, you may also stir up infections that the mercury was keeping at bay. That's one aspect of the relationship between toxic metals and infection. Copper is another one, that copper has specific effects on germs. Copper kills germs. Copper is added to swimming pools, hot tubs. It's sprayed on fruits and vegetables as a pesticide. In fact, lead and arsenic are often used also as pesticides. So the toxic metals have certain germ inhibiting qualities, and when they are removed, there can be a slight flare-up of an infection. That's one of the aspects. Now the other aspect is that many people have chronic infections that they are unaware of. Everyone has chronic infections, we would say, that they are unaware of. There are very few people who don't have chronic infections today. And as the toxic metals are removed and replaced with the nutrient minerals, the body's ability to fight the infection increases dramatically, and therefore the body will take up the fight. In other words, there will be a reversal process. Originally, there was an acute infection, which might have been a flu or a cold or an earache or a sore throat or a bladder infection, and then it goes chronic. And you think you're well. Sometimes it's because you took an antibiotic. Sometimes it's because you did something else. It can be anything, a vitamin, anything. But the infection did not go away totally. This is the case in many, many, many cases. It didn't go away totally. So as you remove the toxic metals, which are blocking the enzymes from functioning, which are blocking energy production, and incidentally, definitely blocking immune system, many of the enzymes in the immune system, then all of a sudden the body obtains the ability to handle that infection. And the next thing you know, your sore throat is back, or your bladder infection, or your flu, or your headaches, or your earaches. So infection, the bringing up of the infections for healing, is a very important part of the removal of toxic metals. It will come up for everyone, we say. Now, when they do, again, there is a temptation to use suppressive methods, to go back and get on more antibiotics or other suppressive methods. We do not recommend this. Most of the time, the process will go through if you allow it. That is, if you rest, take good care of yourself, and do things that perhaps will help the process move along. Eat well, eat lightly if you're sick. And you can certainly use natural germ-killing agents, natural germ-killing agents. Some of these that are most excellent are propolis, bee propolis, vitamin C, vitamin A is particularly good. Garlic has germ-killing effects. Some of the herbs, whether it's echinacea or astragalus or lomatium. Then there are other things that are, there's other ones, oregano, oil, and things like this. And then there's colloidal silver, which has some toxicity, but can be used, especially if an infection is serious. Water treatments, clay treatments, there are many other ways to work with infections. But as a general rule, in a healing process, the body will not bring up an infection for healing unless it can see it through. Unless it can see it through. Now, once again, not all infections, when they come up, are healing. Some of them can be because you're run down, because you're too tired, and the body gets ill, because you're getting the flu, just because it's around and you're weak. So it is important to distinguish, although the main process will work for both, which is to rest a lot, take it easy, work with your eliminative organs, liver, Things like enemas, saunas are very good for infections. Saunas are marvelous for infections. Sauna is a fever therapy. That is to say, it raises body temperature. And by doing so, it assists the body to fight off infections. So sauna is very good. Sweating in general. So that's an important topic also, which is the fact that infection often accompanies the detoxification of toxic metals. We would now like to discuss a more esoteric and perhaps controversial area to do with toxic metals. We say that toxic metals in the body are important to remove because they impair the full development of the human being. It is not just for physical health. It is not just for emotional and psychological health, as the toxic metals all affect brain chemistry. All affect brain chemistry and are very associated with common problems such as depression, mood swings, anxiety, brain fog, panic attacks. The toxic metals are very involved with the psychological and emotional realm. However, the toxic metals are involved with more than this, more than the physical, more than the emotional. They also retard the full development, what might be called the spiritual development, of the human being. And by that we very specifically mean the development of the subtle bodies. Every human being not only has a physical body, but it is well known in some of the esoteric literature and the energy literature that the human being also has an aura and has a subtle body, several subtle bodies. And developing these subtle bodies, the etheric body in particular, clearing the astral body, which is the emotions, the traumas, this is very, very important. And removing the toxic metals assists this process and is in fact absolutely essential for this process. It will retard it. It will stop it. Specific toxic metals like fluoride are very damaging in this regard of stopping the development of the human being, the full development of the human being. And that is the development of the subtle bodies, of the etheric body. The development of the etheric body is associated with maturity. It's associated with long life, with health, and with happiness, and discovering your talents and abilities and using them in the world. This is the full development of the human being. And a lot of these talents and abilities are quite extraordinary. And few human beings ever achieve anywhere near their full potential, anywhere near it. And one of the main reasons why they do not achieve this full development is because of the presence of toxic metals in their bodies. So, another reason for cleaning up the environment, another reason for getting electric cars and hydrogen-powered cars and non-polluting sources of energy and so forth, and another reason why on an individual level each human being should, if possible, undertake a program to remove toxic metals is not only for physical and emotional well-being and psychological health, but also for their full development of all their talents and abilities. There are no exceptions to this. Everyone needs this because everyone has toxic metals and everyone has incredible potential. We say everyone. Unfortunately, many of the ones who need it the most will not take the time and energy to devote to a program. We say it is worth it to say, I will spend the next 5 years or even 10 years with a program. It does not mean putting your entire life on hold, but it does mean perhaps working less hours. Perhaps it means tightening your belt and spending less money on vacations and more money on vitamins or food or therapy. It is a matter of priorities, and it is worth it. It is extremely worthwhile. One patient said to us recently, "I guess I'm willing to spend 5 years getting well so I can add 20 years to my life." And we responded, "It's not spending 5 years to add 20. It's spending 5 years to add 30 years or 40 years to your life, for one thing. And secondly, it's adding much more than years to your life. It's adding quality, not only to avoid the big diseases like heart disease and cancer and crippling arthritis, but it's also to add development. It's adding the development of your full potential." And we cannot overemphasize how important this is. We cannot overemphasize that at this time in history, at this time in particular, the full development of the human being is most important. It is most important. The human being is at a crossroads, we say. Buckminster Fuller wrote a book called Utopia or Oblivion. We love that. Utopia or Oblivion. In other words, humanity and each individual human, in many ways, is offered a choice at this time in history. Utopia or Oblivion. Do you want to work with yourself and become healthy and happy and fulfilled? Because if you don't, many will die. Many will die from the toxic metals, the viruses, the infections, and the radiation and the other pollutants and other problems on the planet at this time. And they're dying right now. And so we say that to undertake a program like this, to remove toxic metals, is so important, not only for physical and emotional, but also for what might be called spiritual development, or the full development of the human being.
In conclusion, toxic metal exposure is higher than ever before and is a very important cause of ill health. We predict that removing toxic metal will become recognized as a great secret for healing many, if not most, health conditions. Unfortunately, few doctors test for or even consider searching for toxic metals as yet. Hopefully this tape will help more to do so. Reducing exposure is the simplest and most cost-effective way to prevent toxic metal problems. Efforts to clean up the water, the food, and the air have advanced greatly, but more needs to be done. Governments can do their part, but the public must also learn about the dangers of toxic metals and how to avoid them through diet and lifestyle. It should be a top priority in the education of children. Young men, and especially young women, can do much to help the next generation and themselves to avoid toxic metals by improving their health before having children. It would be best if every young woman underwent a nutritional balancing program before having children, because otherwise the toxic metals are passed on to the next generation. Dr. Weston Price, who traveled the world studying nutrition of many populations, discovered that in many primitive cultures, prenatal care for young women began at puberty, by feeding the women special foods designed to maximize their vital mineral intake. Prenatal care in the Western world, in America, is sadly lacking, where we don't start it until a woman is pregnant, and it's much too late. It's much too little. Just giving a prenatal vitamin is much too little, and it starts much too late. It takes several years to really correct all these toxic metals. One can greatly enhance the elimination of toxic metals by reducing exposure, by increasing vital minerals in the diet, and by avoiding mineral-deficient food. Assisting the eliminative organs, improving digestion, taking appropriate supplements, obtaining plenty of rest, and using antagonists and perhaps chelators are also most helpful. The general use of inexpensive infrared electric light saunas would also be an excellent additional way to enhance toxic metal removal. Finally, nutritional balancing programs using hair mineral analysis are the finest way that we know of to really go deep, along with the sauna,
to remove the deeper layers of these metals. These methods are excellent health insurance and are well worth the effort. And with this, we will conclude this tape.